Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go.
Wow. Okay. Hey.
You're looking at, you
what
saw
are you
it,
thinking?
Huh?
What? No.
Oh, I thought you were looking at the 9-5-7 the game fantasy football standings.
Oh, God, no.
Mark Willard, I was going to stop and get donuts. He knocked you off, and your boy's the A seed. And I play Shasky, so you would think I'm looking good.
Well, I thought you were...
JoJo!
I've noticed... God, why didn't I put this together? It's been 2 days. You know what I did? I did a little deep dive on everybody's remaining schedule, and now I know why Guru has been like a little kid on Christmas. Cowboys got action.
Well...
And I didn't know this. In 2 weeks, we got a big game between the two of you all.
Oh, yeah.
San Diego against the Cowboys.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
The Chargers.
Yeah, the Superchargers.
Oh, my.
They got a big one against
Philly. Look at this. You got Minnesota, Washington, and the Giants. You're licking your chops.
Well, you got Detroit.
Excited?
Yeah, I am.
Excited.
But you got Detroit
Thursday.
What do you
think? Do you think they're going to make it?
I think they could get the division.
You bet on everything else, so you got to bet on the Cowboys to win.
I would not bet
to the playoffs.
Yeah, I would
Infect
not.
Performance.
All right. Yeah. 49ers 9-4.
Man,
they're having a good year. The question is, do you believe in this team? And if so, what's making you believe? And then, if you've got some trepidation, so the boss came in today. Said, "What do you think's holding people back? What do you think's holding people back? Why not just jump in with 2 feet? Get excited. So what if you may not win it? You're 9-4.
Yeah.
He said, "What is it?"
And well, I asked him, "What's that barometer?"
I said, "It's probably the defense. You know, people don't think the defense is going to be able to hold up. And he goes, "Wait, you don't think it's Purdy?" And I said, "No. When I think of the 49ers and whether they're going to make a run or not, or whether they can make a run or not, and whether they will or won't, and what it will depend on, I don't factor Purdy in that much."
All right, I want to do
this. I just
this.
Don't.
I'd like to put another rat on the table.
I think he's all right, and he can be good enough and stay within the box, stay within the lines, and he's all right.
My question to you on top of that is, do you think there are some Niner fans, and do you have a beef with them if they do say it's Purdy? Because let's not forget, just a few weeks ago, you know, it was Mac Jones, you know, was he the hot hand? And Mark Willard, when he said, "Had you know," and I'm paraphrasing, "if Purdy were to continue that first half performance, he was opening the door." Like, do you think some Niner fans, that Purdy could be their answer?
Yes, I think perhaps, but I just
took you to a Super Bowl, partner, and the NFC Championship game on the fly.
And you know what? Let me channel Mole.
Okay.
Because it's the same.
That's Jim
Mole. Yeah, Jim Mole. Hey, Goo, he says.
Okay.
You need to stop bringing up the Niners beating the Rams. That was a different Rams team.
Wow,
the real Rams team later crushed the Niners.
Like, but it's one of the nine, Guru, Jim. That's all. It's one of the nine.
I'm sorry. Well, you know what? If you're talking about Brock Purdy and you're worried about Brock Purdy, the reason you're worried about Brock Purdy is because of the way he's played the last year and a half, not what he did three years ago. Damn, it's about how he's playing now.
Yeah.
And whether he can get better from this point on, because he's going to have to.
Well, I'll tell you what, just another component to this Niner team that they did need Sunday. Steiny, I don't know what's going on with Ricky Pearsall, and I'm not blaming him, but I know if you're going to cause noise and you're going to qualify for the offs and beat the likes of the Bears, the Bears, Seattle, and give me one more. The Bears,
Rams, Lions, Seahawks, Packers,
no,
Bears,
final
Cowboys.
Three. Colts. The Colts.
All right.
You need something from the wideout position, not named George Kittle. And that's why Brandon Ayuk, that situation hurt so much, because you were thinking, man, you would have him back and he would be ready for the stretch run. But neither here nor there. I'd like to see that rapport or connection get enhanced going down the stretch.
Well, then he needs to get open. And Purdy needs to find him.
Well, he found him on that drive to get the three before half.
What do you have, one catch?
Yeah, two.
Two for the game?
Yeah.
Let's go to Leroy in Oakland.
Lee.
Get us started today. What's up, Leroy? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Steiny.
Hey.
Good morning, Goo.
You're back
happy,
at you.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday, man. You know, so what was holding me back, Steiny and Goo, from really getting excited about, I'm going to say my Niners. I know you guys hate when I say that. But,
that's fine.
You know, I've been a fan since I was little, man, and I am just a diehard. So we're going to talk like we're sitting on the couch. My 49ers, man, I'm getting excited now. Or I was a little down because I would watch Kyle Shanahan, and I would watch his face on the sideline, and I would watch him in interviews, and he didn't give me much confidence in the team. And I don't know, it was just his disposition. And so this game that just passed, halftime comes and they interview the coaches at halftime. And yep, when they interviewed Kyle Shanahan, I looked at my wife and said, I don't think I've ever seen him this happy. I don't think I've heard that joy in his voice for I don't know how many years. I mean, he was excited. And here's my point. What's exciting me is that. What I'm getting excited about is that Kyle Shanahan is getting excited about this team. And let's face it, guys, you guys have pumped it into my head over and over again. Kyle Shanahan needs a certain type of player. He needs a certain type of player in order for this team to succeed. And he's always looking for that player. And it starts with being a team player, right? If you're a receiver on this team, you're not getting all the yards that these other receivers on other teams are going to get. If you're a tight end, you're not going to get all these yards and targets like these other teams get. You have to buy in. And Kyle Shanahan has been looking for those players. And some of his when he got rid of some players, people were like, why'd he get rid of this? Why? He needs a certain type of player. And what I think Kyle Shanahan sees now is he has those collection of players on offense and defense that have bought in to Kyle Shanahan's system. And it's always what Kyle Shanahan needed. We know when players buy in to what Kyle Shanahan is doing, they go pretty far. So I'm excited because Kyle Shanahan is excited. And I think he knows that he has that collection of players that he needs to take this team far. So I'm excited,
Hey, Leroy, thanks for the call. And I could give you a cynical response why he seemed upbeat.
Give it to me.
Because there's no expectations on this team.
Well, what about his presser right before the season started where people like us thought he was kind of saying, hey, this might not be the year.
Yeah, let's get to the playoffs, see what happens.
But and look what's happening. But Leroy I got goosebumps. He was talking about the buy-in, and I thought about Brandon Ayuk. He wasn't bought in because for whatever reason, I'm on the outside looking in, Steiny, but it is what it is. He got paid. But the bottom line is, dude's about his targets, his catches, and he couldn't just – I feel like that's a big part of this. This offense can't give him that. And that's why he's where he's at.
They can't give everybody it. They can give some of it some of the time. But, you know, you were talking about Pearsall. And I was just thinking, look, they got Christian McCaffrey, and whether we like it or not, he touches the ball 30 times a game. 25 to 30. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's about half your plays. So then who's left over? Kittle. Well, you got to throw him the ball five or six times. And Juwan Jennings, he's very sure-handed.
Yeah, had four last Sunday.
So, like, I'm never concerned with the guy who gets left out, and it's been Pearsall, because I'm not sure that this offense is designed to throw for 300 yards. Mm. They want to run for 125, I know that. And after they establish that, I think he thinks that, 200, 250 will do the trick without any turnovers.
Yeah, and I was listening to Shasky and the guys this morning. Again, and Shasky brought up something, a component to this team, Stoney, and maybe we'll find out or moving forward. You don't want to ever be trailing, but is this offense, passing offense, can it make noise when it has to throw and everybody, I'm paraphrasing, in the stadium knows they need to throw? But you avoid that like they did last Sunday. I know they fell behind a couple points, but they threw right after, to keep up. And that's what's going to be interesting these last four games, is to see the Niners, if they're in that position, and they very well may, can they strive knowing, they got to come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Coming up in an hour, we've got Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey insider. He joins us every other week. And we got to take a big, broad view of the NFC today. There's four games left for the San Francisco 49ers. They're 9-4. And if you believe in this team, tell me why after 13 games. Tell me why you think this team, if they get into the playoffs, can make some noise. And then if you're still not sold, is there any way this team could get you to believe before the end of the year? Is it going to be those last three games against pretty good opponents? 888-957-9570 is the number. Is it because the NFC seems wide open this year? Is there a juggernaut? And, it's so funny how 1 week changes everything.
I told you.
Because if the Rams beat the Carolina Panthers, we're talking about them as the prohibitive favorites in the NFC.
Yeah.
And they lose, and now all of a sudden they're vulnerable. So,
and they don't just lose, they lose to a team that the Niners dominated.
That doesn't really, I mean,
styles make fights.
They must have stunk, yeah, is all I can say. Let's go to Austin in Redwood. Hang on, Austin, we'll get you in a sec. Evan's got some other stuff. You want to do it? All right. Hey, Austin, what's going on, buddy? How you doing,
hey,
man?
Hey, nothing much. Hey, I'm nothing. I'm doing pretty good. Y'all selves?
Good, hey, man. Hey. Thanks.
Hey, that's what's up. Hey, look, man. Only reason why I'm still believing is because Robert Saleh got those young fellas on defense kicking in. They doing their job. They're stepping up. We're getting healthier by the day. And another thing is, I just need some of these players to check their ego before they leave home, before they come to work. If they can continue checking their ego, other than Brandon Ayuk, we'd be great. What y'all think about that? The ego part.
As long as they can continue. And
gotcha.
They don't.
Thanks,
have,
Austin.
It doesn't seem like they have that type of player, minus Brandon Ayuk. They don't have that problem, Stoney. And I do wonder. I know it's about making plays on the field, but if you were to tell me who's the best player on the Niners defense right now available. Stoney, Lenore, I don't know. I know Clee Farrell had, two sacks, six, seven tackles? But the ego thing is, I think the Niners, that's how they've been constructed and why they've been so good since 2019. So outside of Ayuk, I don't think they have many of those I guys.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like when we're 9-4, it's easy to say that. I would say that we thought Trent Williams might have gone down that road last year. Bosa held out till very late in the season. But the one thing, that I'm thinking about with the 49ers and I would throw Jennings in there. I mean, is Jennings...
He would be the closest thing, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Jennings was not on the same page as the team before the start of the season. Seems to be doing fine now, but...
They got past it.
Yeah, I guess. I always hesitate to do that. I don't want to bring up this guy's name, but you know, Kuminga played five good games and everyone's like, well, he's not going anywhere. He's in, and once you let it play out, you realize that maybe it's not as good as we think, but whatever. By the way, Kyle Shanahan, why did you take the ball against Cleveland?
Just because of the win factor. I wanted a chance to choose to have the wind at our back in the fourth quarter, and that was the only way to get that done.
Do you kind of see that as a one-time deal that kind of unique circumstances dictated that? That'll probably rarely come up.
Yeah, again. I mean, that was solely just because I want to make sure. I mean, the way that wind is, it's hard to throw or kick for two quarters in that game, and we wanted to make sure that we were going to have it. If we needed to win on a last-second field goal or throw at the end of the game, that we had that in the fourth quarter, if we could.
All right, I love that.
Actually, makes sense. Oh, it makes total sense. So he was thinking about the fourth quarter. Give us the win.
They won the game because they took the ball first.
No pun intended.
Like I said, you got to keep taking that ball, Kyle. You got to keep putting pressure on that other team. Your offense is the bread and butter. Sal is holding it together. Sal is holding it together with Band-Aids and Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
Got to rely on the horses.
That actually makes the Browns look a lot worse because the two quarters, well, really the third quarter, the one where they gave the ball away like three straight times, was the quarter where they had the wind in their favor because Kyle Shanahan gave them the wind in their favor out of halftime and they still squandered it.
Yeah. Stink Fansky. I came up with that.
That's pretty loud.
Yeah. I thought you were about to say it's pretty good. Yeah. I'll drive it in. It works.
Keep workshopping it.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm saying is.
What are you saying?
Here's what I'm saying. Where's the passion from 49er fans?
Well, I'm about to ask what I asked the boss. I'm being real, not a smart ass. I was just at a game. The place is packed. I guess what I'm asking you and the boss, Donnie, is. What are you looking for?
I'll tell you what I'm looking for. There. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for some 49er fans.
Talk to me.
To egg Shanahan's house.
That one.
Like they do in Philly when we lose a game.
Well, they would be putting roses at Salah's doorstep and Kyle's.
The Eagles are 8-4 and they're egging the offensive coordinator's
house. How do you find out where they live?
Morristown, New Jersey.
They've lost two in a row.
That's true.
Dude, man.
Tomatoes coming after
that is kind of scary, though, right?
It's pretty
cheap. You're gonna egg the dude's house? He ain't playing.
I mean,
fan is short for fanatic. Shout out and rest in peace to Pete Franklin. But damn,
had they done it a month earlier, right? It's Halloween. Did you used to egg houses as a kid?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, we did a little more than that, but yeah. Oh. No break-ins. We used to go dump people's rims and rip them off the roofs, Donnie. I shouldn't have said that.
Ask him if...
Have you ever egged houses?
Yeah, once. The Zobians up on Cleveland Avenue.
Did you get caught?
Oh, I got caught. Pops was not happy with his boy.
He put hands on you?
No, he might have. I don't know. Nah, he just humiliated me.
Yeah.
Made me go up and clean it.
Oh, Norm would have handled that differently.
I had to go back to their house and clean up all the eggs.
Did you become friends with the family after that?
No, not at all. They had kids that were younger than me.
Yeah, we used to go dunk the court, Steiny.
Dunk the court.
People have the, remember they'd have the, on the garage, the top of the roof,
yeah,
basketball courts, and we'd go kind of mess them up.
Like pull them down?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, that's vandalism.
I was a freshman in high school. Shout out to the UN. It is.
We've all learned, we've learned lessons. Yeah. No doubt about it. Kyle Shanahan was asked about Brock Purdy's play. What do you, if you're a 49er fan, we're asking what's holding you back from thinking this team can do something special. And if you are looking at this team and don't think so, I want to know why. Like I don't think this team's built to go deep into the playoffs, but I am starting to. Like, Evan's rubbing off on me a little bit. He's saying, have you been watching all the other teams? There's not a juggernaut out there. There's, I could see him beating any team.
Well, then damn.
But it's about going on a run that scares me. But I guess that's not the issue for today.
But, and then what if I told you, Steiny, you can't answer all the tests at once. You go one question at a time, and then you kind of enjoy it. But I will say this. How many calls have we taken where Niner fans had their chest out, where they're just the bravado is 1,000 to where, oh, we're about to do something. And maybe they're out there and they just don't, they're not calling the show. That's why I kept asking the boss and you, what do you feel like you're missing? Because I feel like, again, the place is packed. They traveled again in Cleveland. I don't know if you saw the video after the game, but I mean, damn, this is exciting. And I don't think a lot of people had him 9-4 with the injuries, after the injuries, and I'm one of them. That's why I feel like, hey, Vrabel, what you're doing is incredible. Hey, Ben Johnson, you took your shirt off. You got some muscles. You took your shirt off after this past game, after beating Philly on Black Friday. But, Steiny, I really believe the best coaching job this year has been Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh. And they're not going to win that award. But with what they've had to endure,
It's going to be Vrabel.
You think so? I get it.
I mean, yeah, I would think so.
He's had his quarterback the whole year. So has Ben. You know what I mean? Kyle's had to make
like this is where
gumbo
I think,
with the worst ingredients in the world, but it still tastes good.
I thought we have the best backup. I thought we had a backup. Is the backup so good that he could be a starter?
Well, you didn't know that coming into the season. And Kyle made him taste as good as Brock Purdy did in the gumbo pot.
Settle down.
What you mean?
Just relax. Gumbo pot. What do you know about gumbo? You don't know how to make gumbo. You eat gumbo. You don't make it.
Mia makes some good
Mia.
Gumbo. Yeah.
I tell you what.
I'm not the chef.
Any part of a Susan versus Mia gumbo off. Woo! Let's do it.
I'm not racist.
We'll have two winners.
Steiny,
we'll
I'm have two taking winners. The sister all day.
No
though.
Chance.
Susan, I love you, but I'm taking the sister all day, Steiny. She makes some good gumbo?
Yeah.
Next time she makes it, you gotta have me over. And I'll do the same or bring some in for you and Evan.
Is egging considered vandalism?
It can be.
I guess if you break a window with it.
Or hit somebody.
Well, you'd hit a house. And
no, but what if people have got egged themselves?
Yeah.
So that's
fine. I'm talking about a house.
But it ain't a misdemeanor. Look at you.
No, I bet
we used to toilet paper houses. It was so weak. Like, ooh. The LeBron meme when he puts his hands up.
You know what?
Ooh.
I was such a, what is it?
Weasel?
No, when you're.
A nerd?
When you don't.
Okay.
When you're not a jerk.
Yeah.
Like I was.
You're a good guy.
Straight leg.
I got you. Well, you went to jail one time on the bike.
No, that was when I was a little older. When I was younger, you know, oh, here's what I did. Here's the extent of what I did. I'd ring doorbells and run.
Yeah, doorbell ditch.
God, how tough is that?
Well, when you get caught.
What?
I got hands
put on me. Hey, you rang my bell.
I got hands put on me. Norm was happy. I went home crying. Dude. He's like, that's what your ass gets. And I learned the lesson. Steiny, no more doorbell digit for good. I mean, Steiny, I got hands put on me.
By a neighbor?
Yeah, brother tandem. I slipped on the grass. Everybody ran off.
How many times have you been beaten up in your life?
I say my record's 5-3.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's like Mac Jones.
But then you talk about the division and the weights. You know.
Well, division games are different. You know,
yeah, our guys jumped at the club. Though.
Those are going to be, yeah, I know, yeah. Jeffries.
Yeah.
Inner circle.
Rip Norm suit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I had his suit on. I was just.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It must have been hot.
Yeah.
All right. We got Ross Tucker coming up today at 11:30. We'll get into some. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. Square.
Yeah, L7.
I was in L7 for sure.
Longevity in that.
I'm Batman.
Yes, there is. By the way, Warriors play tonight, and they play a pretty good team.
How symbolic is it that they play this team, and you look at the team that the Warriors used to be, being the Thunder, and you kind of look at where you're really at,
what
or how
mean?
Far you are. I like this. Just know, them coming to town makes
things
me
come at you fast.
Yeah,
huh?
They're like, Stoney, we're light years, no pun intended, away. We got to make a move.
The Warriors are 3 years away from being 3 years away.
I think it might be a little further than that.
6 years?
No, I'm down.
Why?
Did you hear Jimmy after the Rocket game?
He's galvanizing this team.
No, it didn't sound like it.
Well, he galvanizes differently. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you got four games left. You're 9-4. Is there anything this team can do in the next month to get you to believe that they could do the impossible? Or do you see too many limitations on this team? And I want to know what they are if you think something's going to hold them back. 888-957-9570. Once again, coming up in 45 minutes, Ross Tucker, NFL Odyssey Insider. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Don't forget to tune in to Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Your home court advantage brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. And that segment also brought to you by the Los Altos Village Association.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.